T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
Mayor de Blasio had some good news, bad news on Fox and Friends this morning. He says President Trump has promised 400 ventilators, but he says the city will need 15,000 before it's all over.
Our hospitals, in a matter of days or weeks, depending on the hospital, are going to be stressed to the point that they cannot provide the kind of health care we're used to unless we can get them a huge resupply of equipment, supplies, personnel.
Well, the Javits Center is expected to open a system of 4 hospitals. Governor Cuomo will be there again at 11 o'clock this morning. Now back to the mayor. He says April is going to be worse than this month, May worse than April. De Blasio also says the police commissioner has been all over the city, saying police will enforce social distancing. Warning signs are going up in city parks. The city council speaker has sent a proposal to Governor Cuomo, which includes a plan to close playgrounds but open streets to pedestrians for exercise. And at this hour, the mayor is visiting the New York City Emergency Management Warehouse in Brooklyn. That's where 400 ventilators have arrived and will be distributed. So for the numbers, 125 dead, 13,119 confirmed cases in the 5 boroughs. White House coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx on the Today Show this morning says the numbers are climbing because test results are just now coming in.
We had a backlog, and so it's very difficult at this moment to interpret the test positive data because we're running tests. We got the high throughput up just now, 8 days ago. We're running those high throughputs. There was a backlog. And so many of the positives that you're seeing in this surge are people whose tests came in 3 or 4 days ago.
Dr. Birx says the New York metro area is experiencing a virus attack rate of nearly 1 in 1,000, 5 times that of other areas. The doctor says to all her friends and colleagues in New York, this is the group that needs to social distance and self-isolate. A drive for much-needed medical supplies is underway this morning at Eisenhower Park in East Meadow. Just as with Suffolk County, Nassau's looking for a list of unopened medical supplies to use in local hospitals. People at home are asked to donate extra masks or boxes of gloves. This is happening, as we say, Field 3 in Eisenhower Park. Today through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. But if you go to make a donation, make sure that you do not leave your car and practice social distancing. And a look at New Jersey now. And first, with an update on the testing drive-thrus in the Garden State, here's Aaron Katursky.
For a 5th straight day, the line at the testing site at Bergen Community College was a mile long before dawn and reached capacity before it opened.
Problem, of course, is there's a lot more people who want to get tested than we have the equipment or manpower to test.
As cases mount, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy isn't sure how long the drive-through testing can continue.
Absent a lot more raw material and absent another wave of healthcare workers, we're going to have choices coming up in the next number of weeks.
New Jersey has the second largest number of cases in the nation.
A new testing site opened at Hudson Regional Hospital in Secaucus. Appointment only, the hours 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., but as Aaron reported, the site's do tend to reach capacity very early. As for the numbers in New Jersey, 2,844 cases, 27 dead. The attorney general is saying police in New Jersey will be cracking down on people who break the stay-at-home order, and a fine could be as high as $1,000. A silver lining in all this is getting to spend more time with your kids. But Do kids feel that way? Maybe not so much.
When the pause button was hit, halting our hectic lives, Donna Fisher of Saddlebrook had to explain a world without school and sports and friends to her three children, ages 4 to 12.
They had their ups and downs. In the beginning, I thought they were taking it better than they were, but they soon revealed themselves. They both had a meltdown. Both of my older kids had a meltdown.
Remote classroom lessons take up a good part of the day, and now that everyone isn't running on all cylinders, mom, dad, and children can have dinner together.
Go by your sister one sec. I'll be right there, okay? I'll tell you soon, okay?
They are children living lives that we as adults can barely cope with. 12-year-old Gianna tells me she FaceTimes her friends but misses softball and cheerleading.
How long do you think you can handle this?
Maybe like another week tops.
And if it's longer?
I'm going to go crazy.
Another mom with a 3-year-old daughter told me she takes her out for tricycle rides, but when they see other children, they have to back off. It's so sad, she said. John Montone, 1010 Winds in New Jersey.
What to do if your kids are stuck at home and need learning help? Beginning today, the New York Public Library is partnering with online tutoring service BrainFuse to offer New York area students access to free after-school homework help, including virtual on-demand one-on-one tutoring in a number of subjects for K through 12 kids. The on-demand tutoring chats are available 7 days a week, 2 to 11 p.m. in both English and Spanish. Well, man's best friend just might be everyone's best bomb during the coronavirus. It seems a lot of New Yorkers are de-stressing by getting a dog. One woman in the Berkshire says she got a golden doodle, whom she creatively named Doggy. She says having a dog, though, is a great distraction.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.